Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Michael F. Price College of Business at the University of Oklahoma in Norman has been conducting a series of informational forums titled OU Global Risks and Threats Series Leadership. Dr. Shad Satterthwaite, Director of Executive Business Programs in Aerospace and Defense at the Jean Rainbolt Graduate School of Business, is here today to talk to us about the fourth and final forum in the series. This is a three-part series. You're coming up on the final one on the 22nd of this month, Saturday. It's called Aerospace and Defense Forum. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that's going to be?
Yeah, this was organized by the OU Center of Intelligence and National Security in collaboration with the Michael F. Price College of Business. It started in June with a couple other forums. The first two really focused on COVID-19 as a threat. And then the second one was really getting back open, reopening after that particular threat. And it falls within the realm of national security as well as business, because it kind of bridges both of those areas there. It is a matter of national security. But, of course, when we talk about national security, the economy plays a role in that, too. And that's how the College of Business is involved, along with the Center for Intelligence and National Security. So it made sense, given that this week is our launch week for a new program that OU is starting up. It is an executive MBA in aerospace and defense. And we deal with a lot of these different issues because the global environment is such now that a lot of executives and managers are going to be having to figure out how can we make a good effort in this economy given the circumstances. And so it seemed to fit, and we felt this was a good way to put that in this forum on Saturday.
Is this going to be an in-person forum or will it be virtual?
It's going to be a virtual forum, but it will be in real time. And so people can register for the event on our website, and then they'll get a link that they can go to. And we have a series of speakers lined up. Some of them will be taped, but most will be live. And it's really quite a lineup. We had some of them speak to our cohort, our class this week with this executive MBA. And it's just been fascinating. You've got specialists in their field, from cyber security to an astronaut that's going to be addressing us. He's one of the astronauts on one of the space shuttle missions now. I think it'll be informative as well as inspiring.
How will the participants be able to interact with the panelists? Will it be a real-time interaction, or do they submit questions via chat?
Yeah, they can submit questions, or through a chat forum, they can submit those. It's hard to say, given what it looked like the last two times, how well those questions would be able to be addressed. Adrienne will do the best she can, I think, in terms of hosting the forum. But for the most part, we'll hear presentations, and there might be some time for interaction and wrap up at the end.
The forum will take place on Zoom this Saturday, August 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12:40 p.m. To find the link for the final forum, go to www.ou.edu/price/GRTS, which stands for Global Risks and Threats Series. The videos will be available to watch at a later date, but to submit questions via Zoom chat, you must attend the live forum. KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible, and do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News.
Hello, my name is Sue Hokinson, and I'm the manager at Quartz Mile Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. With school in session, park visitation is less during the week. Weekends can still be rather busy, but weekdays are much more peaceful. Even with the people population dropping, the wildlife sightings are on the increase. With fewer cars zipping down the road, more deer are browsing on the edge of the road. They're nibbling on the leaves they couldn't get to before when traffic was congested. Please use caution when topping hills or rounding curves. There may be a small herd of deer on the roadway. The deer at Quartz Mountain are not tame. nor are they particularly shy. Many seem to stop and pose for photos. Please remember, these are wild creatures, not pets. Do not try to hand feed the deer, nor try to stage photos with small children in amongst the deer. If spooked for any reason, those deer may knock them over and step on children. Deer have all their weight concentrated on small, sharp feet. As fall approaches, the rut, or mating season, will commence. Bucks will become much more aggressive and does more unpredictable. Please remember, the deer at Quartz Mountain are wild animals, not tame pets. Most deer here at Quartz Mountain live here year-round. Over the years, they become much more experienced and less cautious about people. This often amazes first-time visitors to Quartz Mountain. But please remember, they are not tame. For KCCU, I'm Sue Hokanson, park manager at Quartz Mountain Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma.